Here's the prayer list for this week. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Yusa Landis, Carol Strother, Isabel Blaney's son, Estelle Winsett, Spike the Cat. Job search. Roseanne Barona, Brian and Brandy, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Tim Caden, ZPI, Sarai, Pooja Shaw, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Captain Lamas of Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Kandala, Venerable Trikula, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Jorge Aurelio, Jim Barnes, Susan Marnett, Narciss Barona Sr., Susie Baum, Dale Bullis, Vicky Burrow, Sandy Carlson, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Ted Domica, Shidoma, Andrew Flaherty, Mildred Groose, Trace House Thompson, Christina Harrison, Frank Colt, Kenny Jackson, Buddy Dell, and Sue Johnson, Barry Judge, Helen Kastanoff, Jonathan Kramer, Shandin, Kurt Latimer, Family of Youth, Landis, Kim Lillick, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, R.M. Leonard Macklis, Milbert Martin, Mary McClure Schiller, Elvia Mahian family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Myrtleland family, Jessica Nunley, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan, and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Romley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nordic C. Sorbet, family of Carol Strother, family of Isabel Blaney's son, Lopsan Topton, Dion Washington, family of Estelle Winstead, Shay Wokowiki, Margaret Young, Alberto, Isunza, Brittany the Maltese, Doje, and Cadro the Pigs. Okay, so if you want to join me in praises to the 21 Taras, I think it's on page 191. From the sublime abode of the Potala Avatar, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned Amitabha, action mother, the Buddhas of the three times star, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus pseudo tower, you rescue all our destitute, to your mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrations, noble transcendent liberator, homage to our sister Roe, cause that lighting instantaneous, from Komodi, same as of the lotus, her wrist, her bone lotus. Homage to you, space combines 100 animals of fullest, blazing with our race resplendent, at the thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, commissarity, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action try without limit, relied on by conquered children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with the Tare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses and skandavas yakshas. Homage with the Tretan sound, destroying plasmatic diagrams, every pressing left at right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she is sounding lotuses, she was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with Rija Mudra, live in my six all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, purple laughing with the Tare, subjugating Mars Davis. Homage, she able to summon, artist guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments must be shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with her blaze eye, key on ending fire abiding, rush of death and choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she strikes the ground with her palm and with her feet, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, precious, peaceful, she who still this beast nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes omen knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to every seed letter of the shapeless syllable whom but the sentence shakes the three rows, Meru Mandara and India. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of devil-like form, whisper spoken Tara and Te, totally dispelling poison. Homage to the gods and their kings and the kinnaras to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. Homage she is joy's bride with radiance of sun and full moon, with the sorrow to Tare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of signatures, she dispels the spirit yakshas and raised corpses supreme today. These praises with the room mantras and prostrations, those are 21. Prayer benefits on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach a state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, he'll pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Okay, so in the textbook, I believe we're on LC 92 on page 147. Gosum gupe gone chaselo ye sham yi chu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che sha ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong kor wa ma tom ba du le ju ne ro la che ki ko lo ko wa dam da shen gen nam chan chu chen po ngo. I'll turn to page 97 in the same book, 97, and we'll offer the short mandala offering at the bottom of page 97. Sa ji pe ki chu shi
Sanjay Padu Dhani Kapsuchi Good evening.
Good evening.
So, Alhamdulillah, we will recite the Vajrasana mantra 21 times.
It's on page 64.
So, we will do 7, 7, 7. First, we will do 7. Then, after that, maybe pause, maybe 30 seconds, pause 30 seconds. Then, visualize deep down from your heart that all the negative action created by physical body, just imagine deep down from your heart, completely purify, okay? Completely purify. Then we'll do 7 more times, then pause again, then visualize all the negative actions that created by speech, completely purify. So then we'll do 7 more, then just visualize all the negative actions created by mind, completely purify. So then we'll pause a little longer, then right after that visualize deep down from your heart that your body, speech, mind become one with Buddha Vajrasattva or become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva body, speech, mind and remain like that. No, long as we maintain that, okay? Next hour, the next day, like that.
Okay, so the verse of praise in the mantra is on page 64 in the Gold Prayer Book. Page 64.
Even just hearing the mantra, if you're not able to follow, because this is a long mantra, you are not able to follow, even just hearing the mantra will purify, okay? The reason, just remembering, mainly remembering, Buddha Vajrasattva names purifies, then of course hearing the mantra also will purify, you know, just so when so then first 7 we pause, then just visualize, you know, all the negative, you know, from the body purify, all the negative actions, 2nd speech, all the negative, you know, actions related to the mind purify in the 3rd time, okay?
Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Teno Pati Shodido Mebawa Sudokayo Mebawa Supokayo Mebawa Anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat paramame muje vasya bhava maha samaya sato ahum te
om
vaja sato samaya manupalaya vaja sato tena bhati shakido me bhava Sudokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, siddham shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat,
padama me mudha me zambhava maha samaya sadhu ahum, te om,
bhaja sato samaya, manupalaya, bhaja sato Teno pati shatido me bawa, sudokayo me bawa, subokayo me bawa.
Anuradhame bhava sarva siddhim prayaccha sarva karma sutrame siddham shriyam kuruham Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagata Madhama me moza bhaja bhava maha samaya sadhu ahum He om bhaja sato samaya manya palaya Bhaja sato tino bhaji tatido me bhava Sutokayo me bhava subokayo me bhava Anuradho me bhava sarva siddhi me prayach Sarva karma sutra me siddham shriyam kuruham Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagat Bhajama me muza bhaja bhava maha samaya sadhu ahum Te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya Bhaja sato tino pati tadido me bhava Sudokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anuradho me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayaccha, sarva karma sutra me, siddham shriyam kuruham, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tathagata, bhajama me muda bhaja bhava maha samaya, sadhu ahum te om bhaja sato samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sato tena bhati, Tishatido me bhava, sudokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anuradho me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayaccha, sarva karma sutra me, siddham shriyam kuruham, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tathagat, bhajama me muda bhaja bhava maha samaya, sadhu ahum te om bhaja sato samaya, manu palaya, Bhaja sato tino bhati shadido me bhava Sudokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava Anuradho me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayaccha Sarva karma sutame, siddham shriyam kuruham Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tathagat Bhajrama me muja bhaja bhava maha samaya Sato ahum te
Om Bhava Sato Samaya Manya Palaya Bhaja Sato Tena Bhati Shatrido Me Bhava Sudokayo Me Bhava Subokayo Me Bhava Anuradho Me Bhava Sarva Siddhi Me Prayaccha Sarva Karma Sutra Me Siddham Shriyam Kuruham Ha 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 ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathagata Bhajama Me Muda Bhaja Bhava Maha Samaya Sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manya palaya bhaja sato tena bhati shadido me bhava sutokayo me bhava subokayo me bhava anuradho me bhava sarva siddhi me prayaccha sarva karma sutra me siddham shriyam kuruham ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagata bhajama me muda bhaja bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manya palaya bhaja sato tena bhati shadido me bhava Sudokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anuradho me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayaccha, sarva karma sutra me, siddham shriyam kuruham. Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagat bhajama me muja bhaja bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato tena bhati shadido me bhava sutokayo me bhava subokayo me bhava anuradho me bhava sarva siddhi me prayaccha sarva karma sutra me siddham shriyam kuruham Aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tathagat bhajama me muja bhaja bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato tena bhati shadido me bhava Sutokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhagamame mushabhasha bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te, bhaja sato samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sato tenopa, tishati dhamme bhava, Sutokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayach, sarva karma sutame, sitam shriyam kuru. Ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhagama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum pe om, bhaja sato samaya, manupalaya, bhaja sato tenopa, tisha dido me bhava, sutokaya me bhava, subokaya me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susamne, sitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhagama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te. Sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhagama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum pe om, bhaja sato samaya, manupalaya, sato tenopa, tisha dido me bhava, Sutokayo nebawa, subokayo nebawa, anurakto nebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavan sarva tatakat, bhagama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhaja sato samaya, manupalaya, bhaja sato tenapa, tisha dido me bhava, Sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhagama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhaja sato samaya, manupalaya, bhaja sato tenopa, tisha dido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, Anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, sitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakata, bhagama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhaja sato samaya, manupalaya, bhaja sato tenopa, tisha dido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, Anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, bhagama me moja bhaja bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, bhaja sato samaya, manupalaya, bhaja sato tenopa, tisha dido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava,
anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayaccha sarva karma sutta me sitam shriyam kuruham ahaha ho bhagavan sarva tatakat bhajama me munche bhaja bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya mani palaya bhaja sato teno pati shadino me bhava sutokaya me bhava subokaya me bhava anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayaccha sarva karma sutta me sitam shriyam kuruham ha ho bhagavan sarva tatakat bhajama me munche bhaja bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te.
Oh yeah, thank you. Oh, wonderful. So when you say the first seven mantras, then after that visualize that, you know, Buddha was just, you know, calling your name, oh my fortunate child, all the negative, you know, actions that created by physically created and then three times created by body, you know, not knowingly or out of ignorance. Makes sense? Not knowingly or out of ignorance, any negative actions, that the three times negative actions created by physical body, okay, completely purifies, then your body become one with Buddha Vajrasattva body, or your body become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva bodies, okay, like that. Just imagine the Buddha Vajrasattva calling your name, oh my fortunate child. All the negative karma created, the negative karma, three times negative karma created by your physical body completely purify, and your body become one with Buddha Vajrasattva, or your body become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva bodies, okay? Then same idea apply to the speech and the mind, same. So, at the beginning, just try to picture Buddha Vajrasattva in your mind. So then, of course, there are, you know, some visualizations. Then, like light, is a white light emitted from Buddha Vajrasattva body, light. Hollow white light, images from Buddha Vajrasattva bodies, touch here, then from the hollow, then nectar, milky nectar flow, fill all the bodies, completely purify all the three times negative, you know, actions created by bodies, completely purifies, and body become, you know, crystal clear, like Buddha Vajrasattva bodies. Same, second seven, the red light emitted, hollow red light emitted from Buddha Vajrasattva speech, here, first one from here, second one from here, the third one from here, emitted, hollow red light, touch here, there's no crown chakra, then all the nectar flows, so, completely purify all the three times negative actions created by speech, completely purify, then your speech become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva speech, or become one. Then third, after the recitation of mantra, visualize the blue lights emitted from Buddha Vajrasattva heart, blue hollow light emitted from Buddha Vajrasattva heart, then here, you know, at the same time, then purify all the treatment of negative karma created by mind, completely purify, then your mind become pure as Buddha-Vajra mind, or become one with Buddha-Vajra mind. Okay, if you have initiations, you can visualize that become one with the deities. Okay, mm-hmm. So then doing that, you know, that's the most powerful way to purify, the most powerful way to purify, okay, purify our negative actions. So karma might be the same, no different actions, or purify. So then, doing that, you know, purification practice, and also, then there are, you know, some kind of sign, you see the dream, taking showers, seeing sunshine, or lamp on moon, and also wearing nice clothes, or, you know, then like throwing up, vomiting, something like that. Or maybe like, you know, fighting with some kind of, you know, spirit, then winning that, you know. Then like climbing the mountain, so on and so forth. These are the signs that you are, your purification practice is walking, you know, is walking. You know? So then if you're having this frequent dreams like that, then it's, you know, you are purifying, okay. Oh yeah. So then I said, you know, before, doing practice a group, you know, it's very good. It's even more powerful doing as a group, you know. So we have different levels of compassion, different levels of, you know, like loving kindness, different level of understanding of the Dharma, different levels of, you know, different amounts of merit that we created in our life. So this like collective consciousness comes with, you know, like collective consciousness comes with different qualities, different mental qualities. Who knows, you know, some of you already, you know, have realizations. So then that's why it's, you know, doing as a group, you know, it makes more powerful, okay. So that's why we're doing this Vajrasana practice, you know, every Wednesday class, before the class. So I'm very happy. So then when you go out, so you purify, you are at least, you know, you did some practice. Even though you don't learn anything from my blah blah, but at least we practice together, that's a good thing. So Now back to the Lamrim section in Guru Puja. This part of the Guru Puja is very, very important. So to make life, you know, to make life more meaningful. Not just this life, you know, like making life meaningful, many, many lives in the future, not just this life. If you are reading the book, so it's like 147, page number 147. I'm not sure. What's the Kendula?
91.
Huh?
91.
Rani Chepa to me, Chungne, the middle of the lens of the decision to change the law. So this is now, as I mentioned before, you know, this is about how to develop an altruistic attitude, what we call bodhicitta. Bodhi means enlightenment. Chitta, the Sanskrit word, that's mind. So mind, that mind is wishing to achieve enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. That's called bodhicitta. So this is the second instructions, how to develop bodhicitta, you know, exchanging oneself with other. Exchanging oneself with other solely based on profound reason, you know, not just based on faith, based on knowledge, you know, why this is something important to do in order to become enlightened, you know. in order to become enlightened. If somebody wished to become enlightened, so then this practice is mandatory. Mandatory? This practice is like mandatory. It's not just important, it's mandatory. So now we are here in the second instruction, exchanging self with another. Into following that instructions guide us how to develop bodhicitta. So this instructions is from Shakyamuni Buddha to pass to Manjushri, Manjushri to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Ayadeva, so then you know, and so on and so forth. So then all the way to Lama Atisha, Lama Tsongkhapa, so then you know, there's like unbroken lineage. The Sanskrit is called parampara, parampara, that means lineage, unbroken lineage. So now here, since the contemplating the faults of the self-cherishing mind, whenever we see this word self-cherishing mind, don't just think, oh, cherishing yourself is entirely negative. That's wrong. That's a mistake. Of course, we have to cherish ourselves, and otherwise, you know, cherishing other will not become practical if you don't cherish yourself. Similarly, if you don't love yourself, it's impossible to love someone else. Same, if you don't cherish yourself, it's impossible to cherish the other sentient beings. Oh, so there's a seed. Self-love is the seed of compassion. Self-love is the seed of compassion. Similarly, self-cherishing is the seed of cherishing others. So in that case, self-cherishing does not have any negative connotations. But here, self-cherishing here, when you say Rani Chabajumbe, self-cherishing here, self-cherishing, that self-cherishing means my way, highway, that attitude. It make more clear now?
Yeah.
My way, highway, that kind of attitude. It's talking of attitude. So that kind of attitude will not lead you to all the way to enlightenment. That attitude will bring more, you know, so that attitude. So from now on, when you see this word self-cherishing, just remember the attitude, my way, highway, that kind of attitude. That's what we are talking about here, okay? Rani cheba zumbi chongne de mide dunga chebe judo le lelende la kundu sunji de danzo de jinjomba chinjelo. Rani cheba zumbi chongne, this chronic disease of cherishing myself. Chronic disease. This is where we stop last Wednesday.
I think we discussed some of it.
Let's go. So now there's no exchanging oneself with other. The instructions, the author of this Lama, is that practice is going to explain based on 7-point mind training texts, as I mentioned last Wednesday. So I hope you remember the 7 points. So that's like what it says, contemplating the faults of self-cherishing mind. This thing, like, you know, it's like dictator, self-cherishing, that attitude is dictating us, you know. That's the real, you know. So I think the Jill showed me last Sunday or when, I'm not sure when. Last Wednesday, all the nicknames you come up with, so.
Da chin zhi chun sanpa so
in order to practice this, you know, exchanging oneself with others, how to practice the instructions, how to practice the instructions, this practicing this instructions begin with thinking about the contemplating the force of, you know, force of this attitude, force of that attitude, the attitude, my way, highway. Here is a Qinzi. Qinzi literally means self-cherishing. So Qinzi, that's how you meditate. That's how you meditate on that instruction. That's how you know meditate on the instruction. Begin with the contemplating the force of, you know, that okay, cherishing mind. Okay. Toma da Qinzi Jue somebody. I'm, you know, like explaining this quite details. So this is now, this is for, you know, sake for the knowledge. Of course, you know, this knowledge is to put into practice. It's not just, you know, knowledge. Toma da Qinzi Jue somebody. Lama gom shi me ngani deda somebody. Danzi de Qinzi. So this is part of the Guru Yoga practice. So therefore, you know, when you do the Guru Yoga practice, you are visualizing your master, you know. So in some case, your master one with the deities, you know, it was like whatever deity that deity yoga practice that you're doing, or you know, you can just visualize Shakyamuni Buddha or Tara. Whatever you visualize, I think it's okay. You can visualize any like deity. So, Salama Gumshimi Nandi, that's some this. Through that visualization, that's how you should think. That's what Lama saying. That's how you should think. Thinking about Danzu, Denji, the Toma Meva, Trevo Duga judges. Because of this attitude, because of this particular attitude. So I've been, you know, going through all kind of complications since from beginning this time, not just, you know, last 40 years, 50 years, since from beginning this time, you know, like again, is it, you know, because of this, you know, like, attitude. Dazu denji de toma meba tadeba dungala jeji. Tadu denji ondo sona, like a koa tame de dunganyo wale madu des. If we go with that attitude, so then the complication will continue, it will never end, you know, the complications will continue, you know. What I mean by complication means, you know, problems. Problem continues. Kowe dangji, dunga tamji, dazi dikona, tuli jungso. All the problems that we experience due to this attitude. Not because of neighbors, not because of no like that, this and so we have tons of reason, you know, to. So, and we never blame this attitude. We blame someone else, we blame this, we blame that, you know. We blame the color in the house, you know, so like choosing the color, what color we should paint. No, our problem, we blame, they never ends, But where we should blame on this attitude, then you will see the end. If you learn how to blame on that attitude, you will see the end. If you just blame on someone else, it'll never end, it just, how you say, perpetuate, you know, you blame. You say something, somebody says something, they say back, like exactly like that, no. It goes round. It goes round. Then it's called same old.
Yes.
It goes round, so it never ends, you know. So that's why according to the instruction how to develop bodhicitta, in that instruction is suggesting we must know whom to blame, where to blame. This self-changing attitude, that's the one, you know, my way, highway, that kind of attitude. You know, that's the one. Because of that attitude, we are having all this, you know, going through all the problem, complicated, not because of, you know, our love, our kindness, our compassion, our bodhicitta, no. Not because of that we are having all these problems. Tadung jin, tadung dun di ondo sona la ya kuwa tamme tu dunga le nyua, dunga nyua le, dunga nyua lang ma de de so kuwe dang jin, dunga tam jin, dang jin dikone te le juus. Only because of this attitude, nothing else, because of that attitude, that's why all this problem. So, se di ya mi de shwa chi junga tam jin, dang jin de ju, even in this life, all the problem even in this life, because of this attitude, okay? Dona rangcheba zumbi lo di dikba tan dunga rangcheba zumbi lo di dikba tan dunga tamje jejin geta tamje jangje tukda tebe station to seba chede so ora in the summary rangcheba zumbi lo di dikba tan dunga tamje jejin so all the problems, all the difficulties, all the problems, all the negative actions due to this attitude, Jeji. Geta Tanje Tudan Tebe Session to Seva Chede. So all the good things, all the good things, Geta means no, Geta literally means merit. All the good things, and all the good things like Geta Tanje Tudan Tebe Session to Seva Chede. So Tudan Tebe Session means food, the meals that mix with the poison. See, the meals that mix with the poison. To the devotion of Seva Chedito, Seva Chedito. Because of this attitude, we'll like all the so positive things is going to like mix with the poison. That's what's going to, then, it's like, to the devotion of Seva Chedito. Make sense? Mm-hmm. All the good things, it's like polluted or maybe poison. Long day, simply on get a chista, the courage of Bashir Juatas. Due to this attitude, even though we create some merit, so then it becomes the cause for samsaric goodness, not like doesn't become the cause for liberation, become the cause for samsaric goodness, Juatas. Koala, Chuni, Choni, Tandaja, Ranjindiji, took the onki. Koala chone ja tande chang rang chinde ji tuk di ong geza chi chi melam da tuwa chebe na ngu ji taban nam ji rang cheba zubi lo di longi di la phung ji ube go che so. So therefore the previous practitioners give the one particular nickname for this attitude called like ube go che, like one with owl head. Yeah, owl head. Yeah, owl head. No. So, Pungje, Ube, Goje. So I'm not sure here in the United States, probably. So the owl in like Asian tradition, that's considered like kind of like a wrathful bird,
yeah.
Only comes out and make kind of noise. Anyway, so that's why I ask, you can give your own name. So they hear, Rangche was a long end of Pungje, Uwe, Gojes. Pungje means, I'm not sure how to say, Pungje, like, it's like one that makes you, like troublemaker. Pungje means troublemaker. Troublemaker, so that's exactly what it is. Troublemaker. Oh. Troublemaker. Oh. So that attitude is troublemaker. Oh. That's troublemaker. The troublemaker appear as like the head is like owl head. How do you say owl head?
Owl head.
Owl head troublemaker.
Head.
Not the fabric one, like this one. Yeah. How is the
head?
Yeah. So you know. Long as you know, that's bad. That's good. some of the pronunciation probably is so difficult for me. So anyway, troublemaker, our head. That's a nickname. disciple from as a long day on the Kirija Midonian to Tamja Tabu charges. From now on, you know, I will, you know, try all my best not to, as a, not to go with, go with you know, this attitude, you know, Tamja Tabu charges. Teda Nivalama Lechin, you love those things. So then, you know, please bless me able to do this. You know, that's why I say, please bless me able to do this. Then, after that, then you recite this word. You recite this stanza. Right after that, so then you recite this stanza. That's exactly how you meditate on this stanza, you know. After that, please bless me to able to do this. Then after that, you recite this stanza. Then that becomes beautiful meditation, okay? Olam dandu de jema jime lo se so chu da ta be lam lo de kul de zi ve se na nga de jim fa so then after that after reciting the stanza then right after that then the five color halo light emitted from the you know the whatever that figure there you're visualizing image from there so white red, blue, from the navel, the yellow light, belly button, yellow light, then, the basically from the five chakra, this refers to five chakra. So then the, from the secret chakra, so there's a green, okay, five light, there's five light, you know, white, red, blue, yellow, green, hollow. You know, immediate separately from the five chakras, then when they get close to you, become one. So then nectar flow from that hollow light and dissolve. Always, you know, the end of the light is emitted separately, but end of the light touch here, there's a crown chakra, touch here, so then the nectar flows. So last Wednesday I said there's a reason why you visualize light and nectar both. There's a reason. So now I remember. Nectar called Amrita. Nectar. Why you visualize nectar? When you visualize nectar, then it's like creating the cause for Illusory body, called Jalus, illusory body, sometimes they call rainbow body, but same, no, rainbow body, illusory body, same, or Jalus. Then, you know, the tendency of doing that visualizations, you know, then leads to the Rupakaya, Form body, Buddha's form body. Oh. So now, is it clear? It's good to know why you visualize light and nectar, but why just visualize light? There's a reason behind that. Visualizing nectar is like creating the cause for illusory body, you know, when you get enlightened, so illusory body. So, but you know, there's a lot of, like now the, I'm not going to go to detail, but there's a lot of like, it all happened within this body. No, it's not like, oh, you go somewhere else. No, with this body, this all illusory body, everything will happen with this body. But it's not, illusory body is not same as this body. This body, is like just made out of like four elements and like eggs and, you know, like drops. No, it's not like, illusory body really happened with this body, but it's different. Oh, jealous, you know. So then, you know, the tendency of doing that practice create the cause, you know, it will lead you to achieve Rupakaya, form body, okay? So now, light, visualizing light, that create the cause for clear light. So then, you know, the tendency of doing that visualizations will lead you to achieve Dharmakaya, truth body, that's why. This is for sake for the knowledge, you know, next time when somebody asks, you explain like that, okay? So then if they want to read something, they can go to look at those books, they will find exactly the same information, for a little more, but you know, not much different than this one, but there's, as I said, you know, illusory body, clear light, so then, Vesala, it's called Juli, that's illusory body, Vesala, you know, there's clear light, you know, clear light. So then the clear light, there's, you know, mother light, child light, there's two of them. Mother light, anybody experience time of death, anybody experience death, you know, anybody experience. Child light is something that you develop when you are alive, you develop, you practice. Basically, like, you know, meditating on emptiness, or meditating on emptiness. So mind, the wisdom there sees emptiness, that's like one kind of clear light. Then emptiness itself, that's another kind of light. There's the object and subject. Clear light, there's clear light of object refers to emptiness. Clear light of subject refers to the wisdom realizing emptiness. So there's the child light you develop through meditations. So then, time of death, you know, you just experience something like completely empty, like clear sky. So then there is possibility that you could mix those child light and the mother light, then you can instantaneously, you will be liberated. Instantaneously, you will be liberated. You will be liberated. So that's all I can say.
Keshwan, I'm sorry, can you repeat the clear light of the object and the clear light of the subject, what they refer to?
Clear light of object is emptiness.
Okay.
Clear light of subject is wisdom realizing emptiness.
Okay, thank you.
This sake for knowledge also. Next time, you know, so why visualize light in the next about, then that's how you explain, okay? Tene sovata ka lama lwaja kui chale divji vese nangata jibi junpap rangje simje tamje lusura shepa teta te keja visualize nectar flows to you and all the beings. They're visualizing parents, family, close friend, everybody, you know, like all around you. You visualize when you do this practice, like when you do this practice, you have to visualize all beings around you. Some cases, you know, like that's like probably, you know, all the father figure, the mother figure, then all the females, all the men. It doesn't matter which day, it doesn't matter, just visualize all of them close surrounding you. So then just visualize that nectar flows, you know, to all of them, then purifies, you know, purifies this demon called, you know, this attitude is like demon. Purify that, you know. Then purify all the physical difficulties and mental difficulties, completely purifies, okay? Rajitimjitamje lusuna shubhe teta ti kei jangje, teta ti topa chepa je rajitimjitamje la chepa samjo. Just visualize that you develop these realizations, exchanging oneself with other. You just visualize you and all the other beings around you, just imagine they all, you know, rise, they actualize that, you know, particular realizations, okay? So that's exactly how you do the meditation on this, or exchanging oneself with others, okay? How we are doing? So, should I continue? So then after that, you know, so then the thinking about the benefit of cherishing other, first, contemplating the downside of, you know, this attitude, much as you can, as much as you can, as much as you can. You know, we all experience difficulty every day because of this attitude, you know. having a discussion about something, so my opinion, that's the best, you know, that's the best opinion. You know? So then, you know, every day is happening, every day is happening like that. Oh. So now she is the genius of the Salama Gomshvengar, same visualizing, mental visualizing. If you are doing some deity, you are visualizing their deities, you know, your master, whatever, you visualize that. Salama Gomshvengar, same. Reflecting the downside of this, you know, attitude, you visualize, first you visualize in what we call merit field. Merit field, you visualize some divine figure in front of you, that's called merit field, or merit field, because all the merit will grow from that field. Usually field that grows all the vegetables, all of that. From that, why it's called merit field, because all the merit will grow. What is merit? Merit means positive thought. All the positive thought will grow from there. That's why it's called merit field. So you visualize space before you. Halama gomshin be ngane, halama gomshin be ngane, tini, tisa santa se, nega to tato ki deva tamche, sinji, chinji nila, jure se. Temporary happiness, ultimate happiness, all the happiness comes from cherishing others, you know, that's why I say, cherishing others is a draw to all the happiness. Cherishing others is a draw to all the happiness. You know? Is it easy? Nothing is easy. Is it easy? Nothing is easy. Even making a tea is not easy. Don't get discouraged. As I said before, 1,000 mile journey begin with one step. We need to take one step. Negav da thadu ki dewa tamje, sinji chinji nili juwe, raha chinji ji onda midawa, chinji mage sinji dinam, so le de cheba suwa ni da samsa. From now on, I'm going to cherish all living beings, because that's the door to all the happiness, that's why. So that's called smart self-cherishing mind. If you really cherish yourself, that's the way to go, you know. Cherishing others, that's like the cherishing yourself. Cherishing others, cherishing yourself. somebody raised questions. How all the happiness comes from cherishing others? How? Even this, human life is due to the kindness of other beings. That's what I said. Now the question is raised, how all the happiness, you know, is coming from cherishing other sentient beings. So then the answer is, even this temporary, this, you know, human life, this is not like forever, but the temporary human life is also due to the kindness of other. Sadun la sobe longje tamje tinje konje. Food, drinks, you know, everything, due to the kindness of others. So, tinje konje tinje juice. Very practical level, you know, that's true. This room that we sit, the chair that I sit, everything that I use is due to the kindness of others, you know, others. So, long life, you know, beautiful body, like power, so on and so forth, all the samsaric goodness, such as, you know, drink, food, clothes, long life, you know, good looking body, power, you know, so on and so forth. Everything is due to the kindness of other sentient beings. Ti jizeyang, ti jizeyang, mage sinje nam, sam sinje nam la, so chue so, ne zi, chebe, nyawa che sa, tele ta de milu to ja tse tung hao, ne ma hao, so chue so, ne zi chebe, create, you know, harming someone's life, harming someone's life, you know, so then it's the harming someone's life, you know, physically, mentally, harming someone's life. So then, you know, like the consequences of that results are going to lower rebirth. Tell it to the military, just even though you manage to be born as a human, but life is going to be shorter, then, you know, a lot of physical complications, necessary also. Mijaba kona juice, then you know a lot of complications will follow. Magesim jin nam so chyaba tawa chebe dendrotos. Helping someone not to, you know, harm someone else. You know, even just when you see one tiny bug struggling how to get out of the water, if you just pick that up, the result is going to be higher rebirth, long life, good looking body, you know, less health complications. It's all, nothing is coincident. Everything is dependent. There's no independent. Everything is dependent on causes and conditions. So then, like, you know, giving protection, you know, somebody, it doesn't have to be something big, you know, the bug, small bug struggling, you know, for like life, you know, about down in the water, just pick it up and put it there. So like, huge amount of merit. Magesim jeno socho bale tawa chebe dendro toba. So, helping someone not to, you know, take life. Then protecting someone's life. Then the result is like higher rebirth, long life, so on. So, deji kona just good. Result is going to be just good. Teishin to sim jenla majiba lamba. So, practicing generosity, giving material benefit, you know, giving hand and giving time or giving advice, the result is going to be, you know, you will enjoy more wealth. So that's like the result of practice in generosity. Sinjela chunji chevali tundra cheva. But basically here, everything is saying like, be aware what we say, what we think, what we do. Be aware. If you are seriously thinking about happiness, you should be more mindful. If you don't care about happiness or life, then you know, doesn't have to be mindful. If you are really thinking about happiness, then of course we need to learn how to guard our three doors. You know, what comes out, what's, you know, and here and to basically to learn how to guard. Or that is Buddhist way of practicing ethic. The ethic means, you know, guarding our three doors. That's morality, you know. Then it seems like Jun Jeva Jeva to Do Jeva Jeva, Miliu Tov Jeva, Rim Mama, you know. So I'm not going to probably say everything, all the results, but you know, hopefully then you may get... I will only tell you the good results. Encourage you to practice good things. Good result. We just don't think about the bad result. Just think about the good result, okay? Good result. Milu tov jan rima waje, kunji nye waje, ongchun jan nyamta waje doonje. Everything that we experience is not random, it's not accident, it's not coincidence. It's everything dependent on causes and conditions. Good things, that's the result of your action. That's the result of your actions. No. Therefore, Buddhism, you know, there's no concept of creator. No, you are the one who creates, you know, next moment of happiness. You know, not nobody else creates that, you know. And if you are not careful, then you are the one who's going to create next moment of trouble that you are going to create, you know. It's not like somebody creates. Oh, that's because the concept of emptiness and karma, therefore, you know, like accepting the external creator, you know, become, you know, like problems, you know, with, because of that, you know, karma and emptiness. Oh. Then you see, I'm the same Goa Church in Savagumbe, the same Goa Church, you know, making someone happy, making someone pleased, you know. Even just saying some few nice words, you know, when you go to shopping, when you, you know, as a cashier, if you're saying something nice word, you know, create a cause for happiness, okay? Simply the same guachi, simply the same guachi, same goodness, you know, making someone pleased, happy, guachi. So what going to be substances, practicing patience, the result is going to be, you know, as a good looking, the Sveta, this, oh, Ritova, no, Ongchewa, become powerful, oh, and high. As a, now here in America, the caste system is another problem, but a long time ago in India, yeah, if you're born as the caste, doesn't matter, you know, still now, unfortunately, some part of India there's no problems, but if you born in the higher caste, you know, have privilege, advantage, you know, so being born in lower caste, there's no, just naturally has, you know, some like, disadvantage there, but you know, that's not the case here. Ongchewa, kunji kondu kuwa, ongchewa, so then, you know, practicing patience, good looking, physically good looking, higher, like, what do you call, caste, no? Power, becoming powerful, not powerful, not necessarily in a negative way, powerful, kunji kondu kuwa, so the deji kona juice, kunji kondu kuwa means everybody will respect you, everybody will respect you. That's a result of practicing patience. You know? So I'm just going to tell you the good result. Okay? Dona Kove Dunga Tamje Sinje Yawatone Ranchevali Juice. Summary, all the problems that we experience due to this particular attitude. Puzo Tamje Sinje Jetini Juice. All the goodness due to the kindness of others, no? That's on the master, devotion of compassion. Not just that, even your own enlightenment due to kindness of others, no? Without others, you cannot practice patience, you cannot practice generosity, you cannot practice moralities. There's no way. If there's nobody there, you know? If you're stuck in the one island, middle of nowhere, can you really practice patience? Generosity, no, good kinds of others. So I think this is very important. Even the enlightenment is, you know, your own enlightenment due to the kindness of others, you know. Magendam means the same care buttons. Because bodhicitta, you'll develop bodhicitta based on other living beings, not based on you. Jimbatama. Six professions, you need sentient beings. Without sentient beings, you can't practice six professions. You cannot practice generosity, you cannot practice patience. Ignoring sentient beings, that's not how you get enlightened, ignoring sentient beings. I quoted this many times, Sunday class, many times, number of times, I quoted this. Like from Shanti Deva Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, I quoted this many times. Simjian Namda Jawale, Simjian Namda Jawale, Sanjay Churu Jawala, Jala Kuchi, Simjian Lami Chi Jesus. Simjian Namda Jawale, Simjian sentient beings, Jawa enlightened beings. Jawale, Sanjay Churu Jawala means, Sanjay means enlightenment. You will achieve enlightenment equally rely on enlightened being and sentient beings. Not like more rely, only rely on enlightened beings, higher being, divine being, just know how you get enlightened. You need both. You are equally, that's very important, equally rely on sentient beings and enlightened divine beings in order to become enlightened. Sinjananda Javale Sanje Chudub Javalas. Jala Krishins, showing respect to higher being, divine being, enlightened being, Jala Krishin. Patience, likewise, Jala Krishin, Sinjan Lam is likewise not, why not true sentient beings? Who said Shantideva said, Sinjan Lam is, geez, so what kind of behavior is, Shantideva was wondering, what kind of behavior is that? When you come down, sentient beings, criticize, saying nasty things, enlightened beings go like this, all those enlightened beings. So this is very important. regardless, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, doesn't matter, just see them as like human beings, just see them as beings, beings that has feelings. It's not like, I have feeling, nobody else has feeling. It's not like that. Everybody has feeling. Everybody's feeling is going to get hurt. Everybody has to be careful. Everybody has, if you have like some kind of like, when you get vaccinations, it hurt when you touch. People are very careful not, other people to touch. Same thing, we should think about mind like that, So it always need to protect. So this, stanza, Sijananda Javala, Sanjachuru Javala, Jala Kuri, this is Jala Michi. So this, Shantideva was trying to teach us very, very important lessons. I have like whole lot of respect to all the enlightenment, all the like divine beings. Oh, that's good enough. No, that's not good enough. So you have to have equal respect to living beings, other sentient beings. So not here. Miki Sinjetanayas. Whenever you look at from your eyes to other living beings, Miki Sinjetanayas. No, we don't have to look, but whenever you look, Miki Sinjetanayas, Tetanjila Teneda, Sanjinda Jurushe, Tanishabha Suchitas. Look at that beings with eyes of love, kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. Why? Because you could get enlightened, rely on that beings, that's why. Miki Sinjetanayas. You need to look at, when you look at other beings, it's important to look at with different mindset. Look at that beings with the kindness, loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. Why? Because you could get, there's very good chance you could get enlightened based on that beings. That's why. Not here, but in the same book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Shantideva said that. So verbally training our mind means we just repeat this stanza, we just repeat the stanza, then it helps. It's kind of like guiding meditations. When you say the word guides you, So the coupon guides you to get pizza on Tuesday, two for Tuesday. So the coupon guides you to get the pizza on Tuesday, you'll get two pizza. So similar here, if you put it there, so that will kind of guide you, how to, I don't have to look, when I look, and what kind of mindset I should have, that kind of mindset you should have when you look at other beings. So here, Sinjana Java Sanjana Java Sanjana Sanjana Mishi Shedha Gumbo Ludu Ji Chansim Chanju Semje To Ji Sinje Tene Sanje Ji Kumban Lame Nye Chu Na Sada Mi Long Ju Ka Sada Ombo Sangda Ombo Chama Da Jide Ju That's quoting another like text from the Nagarjuna, same, pretty much same. She said, Tene mage sinjin dinam dala negav da taduki tuyantam ji tewa cheba yinbi ishi nubutaburi ka hajiyas. Temporary happiness, ultimate happiness due to the kindness of other sentient beings. Therefore, from now on, I should look at them, I should cherish them more than, denying them, ignoring them. So that does not mean you go out and talk to everybody. It doesn't mean like that, no? Doesn't mean like that. So, because there are so many different mindsets, therefore you cannot make every one of them happy. It's not going to happen. Practically, it's not going to happen. Huh? That's just fantasy. Fantasy? It's not going to happen, no? Why? Because there are so many different mindsets. Because of that, you can't please all of them. Huh? That's why. Not because you are not capable. You are fully capable to get enlightened. Even though when you get enlightened, you are not going to please every living beings, because of their, you know, different like mindset, different mental inclinations, different, you know. Even the Shakyamuni Buddha, when he came to India, he's not able to please every Indian. Just forget about the whole world. Because in India, not everybody agrees with the Shakyamuni Buddha, you know. Mahatma Gandhi is such a wonderful person. You know, not able to please every single Indian in India. Oh, see, same, you know, Martin Luther King. Oh, yeah, so same, you know, that's why. Oh, so just, you know, mental exercise. That's how I think. That's how I think, about other sentient beings. Doesn't mean you go every being, you know, then doesn't mean that you have to say, oh, how much I cherish you, you know, if you can, but doesn't mean that, you know, practically, you can't probably meet every living being in this life. Probably you need to live for 1,000 years. Maybe that's not enough, long enough to meet every living being on this planet. Gomulo temporary benefit, ultimate benefit. As I mentioned before, what we think doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What we think doesn't matter, no? That's why everybody should think something positive. No? Something positive, no? Try to think less negative. That's the way to go for happiness, you know? Try to think more positive things. Most positive, you know? There's a reason to think that I am happy. There's tons of reasons why you are happy. I am happy because I can see, I can smell, I can taste, I can move around, I can walk. Not every human can walk. Not every human can see. Not every human can hear. No, there's tons of reasons. That's the reason why you're happy. I'm very happy, you know. There's probably tons of reasons why you are not happy. I'm not happy because I can't speak fluent English. Yeah, there's many, many ways you can make your life miserable, easily. You know, I can make my life miserable. Oh, I cannot speak fluent English. Yeah, that's the reality. What do you do? There's nothing you can do. Oh yeah. So anyway, Sanjay Kongo Timbe Tiju, Magen Nam Timche Ban Jimbato Onde, Nega Vada Tadu Vasa Jo Tewa Chewa Yimishin Nama Jin Sanjay, Lama Da Sabi Latabu, Nyam Do Shindu Cheji Pambi Lo Che Gyo De, so like, oh, they are all like my teachers, you know, the teachers that I really love, they are all like that, you know, or the deity that I really love and feel very close, like Tara, they are like Tara. No, they just, you know, like not Tara. You get benefit. If you're doing it, you get benefit. If you think something positive, you get benefit, no? You get benefit. And other people can feel the energy, people can feel. Sada, Lada, Lame, Lamada, Sabe, Latabu, Nyam, the Shindu, Chishipu, Logic, like that, you know. When you like, when you think about your teacher, you know, how you feel close, you feel good, like that, you know? And when you think about your like deities that you are practicing, when you think about how you feel like really holy or divine, so exactly like that, oh. Shinto Shinto Pabolo Che, the Gombolo Roche, Deda, Yishinji Novo Deze, Pumba Sangyi, Denjo Wa, Tejila Lama Yitendan, Chetan Gewe Shinji Lani Tabi Lojuna Dani Sinje Tamje La Death Now quoting 8.920 text written by Gishi Lani Tapa. And Lama is quoting here the first stanza, you know, first there's like 8.920 text, the first stanza is quoting here. Dani Sinje Tamje La Yin Nobo Lela Ve Tendro Dube Sabo Ye Tadu Cheba Tsumba Shus. Dani Sinje Tamje La Yin Nobo Lela Ve Tendro Dube Sabo I myself, you know, say this, it was in mind to text every day, I repeat, you know, but when it comes down to practical level, it's not that easy, you know. Dhani Sinje Tamje La, Yishin Nambu Lela Vitunju Dibasthamba Tadu Jeva Dzumba Shos. May I able to see all living beings like wish-fulfilling jewel like that, you know. May I able to cherish them like wish-fulfilling jewel. So there's the first stanza from the 8 verses, mind 20 texts, written by Gishi Lani Thapa. That Jimbo Chesu said, Tene Mage Sinje, Mage Sinje, Din Nam Che, Ditam Che. Oh yeah, so now, time is over. Or maybe next Wednesday. Yeah, next Wednesday, if you have time, then please come, you know, this is like Lamrim session of the Guru Puja. I think this is very good. So this is all like teaching us how to train our mind, okay, how to train our mind. So right now we are here like how to develop bodhicitta. Yeah.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235. 235 in the Gold Prayer Book. And we'll chant stanzas 1 through 4. Gewa jinu duda la Dusun shepe gewa tan cheki, myo wa gala chok tu nga pade, dashe gewe sawa di kun kyan, sampo chu chu rap tu ngo wa hi. Om tare tu re so ha, om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.
Thank you. Yeah. So you know, this is like Sakadawa, this is like very special month according to Buddhist according to Buddhism, you know, this month is like called Sakadawa, it's a very special month. So every good thing that you do multiplies. So going one round of the stupa, there's going to be multiplied millions of times. Isn't it wonderful? You just go practically, just go one round, then it'll probably like equivalent to how many, I'm not sure how many, millions or billions. Yeah, so anyway, so just to remind you, this is Sagadawa, you know, there's a special month. Any good thing that we do multiplies, so just to remind you, okay? Yeah, thank you, and good night.